Looking for something a little different to optimize her health using things discovered in nature, Charlene Clark only needed to step into her Prince George yard to find what she was seeking. Birch tree tapping is Clark's latest adventure. "This is Mother Nature's water. There is nothing purer than that," Clark said. "Some people make syrup. Luckily, I don't have a sweet tooth, so that doesn't interest me. People use it for a soup base or a tea. There are many uses for birch water." Birch tree tapping is similar to maple tree tapping, but birch water sap is not as sweet as maple water sap. The ratio to create maple syrup is about 40 liters of water to create 1 liter of syrup, while it takes about 100 liters of birch water to make 1 liter of syrup, according to BC Outdoors magazine, making it an impractical venture for most people to take on. Most people access birch water to simply enjoy it as is. Clark has stored and given away gallons of birch water and had harvested more than 20 gallons, using a simple tap, plastic hose, and a plastic bottle. Clark's exploration into nature began when she unfortunately lost a few friends in a short amount of time, and she's been feeling her mortality lately, she said. "Is this what it's going to be like from now on? Am I going to just keep losing friends?" Clark asked. "I'm in my 50s and I keep telling people that it was just yesterday that I was in my 20s and tomorrow I will be in my 80s, because that's how quickly time is passing. It happens just that fast." Clark said she's reflected on what she'd like her life to be like going forward. "I look at myself and I don't think it's too late to make some changes, because do I want to be the 70-year-old in the scooter or the wheelchair, or do I want to be the 70-year-old that's walking up the cut banks?" Clark asked. On social media in Prince George, there's hashtag SpankTheBank, referring to successfully walking up the cut banks. "So I see the hashtag spank the bank people and I'm like, you're 80. As I am sitting here having my coffee," Clark said. "Goals, you've got to have them. I've found that when you look at one or two things, then you find one or two more things, and so on." Along with tapping birch water, Clark has explored old man's beard, a tree moss that is known for its health benefits, and she would like to learn how to safely forage for edible mushrooms, and will continue to learn more about dandelions, cattails, and other wild-growing plants known for their health benefits. "So I am out there in nature with my rubber boots on, exploring and foraging for stuff, learning about how to maximize my health through nature," Clark said. "I know if I can find it in nature, I'm much better off." Clark has switched to locally grown, grass-fed beef, and has always grown her own vegetables. "If I'm going to put something in my mouth, I might as well do that," Clark smiled. "I'm walking a lot more, too, and I'm excited about all of it."